Thursday the 14th of May, Cough Eeyore, I'll be your Theo Levenberg. If one misses, Sphere Omer, is there an Indian of Vrochel Lavatolo?
The Chidor says, in the Sefer Avodas HaKodesh, the Chidor was a prolific writer, and amongst his many sforim is the Sefer Avodas HaKodesh. And in the section called Moira Be'etzpa, he says the following. Yizdareis ha'odom v'yase simonim shela yishkach laila echot shel sfiras ha'ayma. A person should be mizdareis, be careful, make sure, and he should make simonim that he shouldn't forget the counting of the Sfiras HaOmer. Today there's various booklets, or gadgets, or text messages that you can get to remind you that what night of spirit is, and a person shouldn't forget. But this is all applicable, he says, She'enai Moina B'tzibo. Because he doesn't daven with a minyan at night, or at least doesn't daven with a minyan that's off the nacht. So if you go to shul every night, and you go to a late minyan where it's after night, there's no problem. I mean, you're naturally going to count, because the chazan will count, and therefore he will count after that. But if a person davens with yechidus, or davens with an early minyan, so that he's apt to forget, especially over a course of 49 days, therefore he should make something to remind him, a simon. Make a reminder, it should he remember when and how to count. Because Efshe she yishkach gam b'yoyim, v'li yuchal oid lisper b'brocha. Because, all right, sometimes you forget at night, but you remember in the morning. But it's possible that you forget at night and don't remember during the course of the day. And the problem then will be, he says, V'layuchal oid lisper b'brocha. Afterwards he won't be able to count with the brocha. U'lemafreya hoya kol habrochais milelo she'ovru levatola. And all the previous nights that he counted, there will be a brocha levatola. See, Ubitel mitzvah saseh, and he loses the mitzvah saseh of Sfiras HaOmer. So basically what he's telling us is like this. If a gentleman does forget, happens, people forget, and so what are the consequences? Firstly, he can't count anymore with a brocha. Second of all, he lost all that he counted, and let's say it's the 20th day. So the first 19 days that he counted with a brocha was a brocha of Atola, because he lost the mitzvah. And since he lost the mitzvah, the first, all these brochas previously are brocha of Atola. Waste. And besides that, he lost the mitzvah saseh, the mitzvah that they were responsible for, he lost that. So that is what the Chidor says. It seems that the Mishnah Berurah also holds like that. Because the Mishnah Berurah in Taf Pei Tesef Kotan Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah says, and he quotes a sefer called Shulchan Shlema, and he says, Afilu. He talks there about women, if they should count Sfiras HaOmer or not. So he says, Noshin, Afilu, Emroitzes, Lispa HaOmer, Al Kaponim, Leivorchu. Now, Mishnah Berurah paskins that obviously it's a mitzvah exercise, Mangroma, ladies are potter from Sfiras HaOmer. But there are some women who feel that they want to. They're not obligated, but they want to. So they prefer counting. So Mishnah Berurah says, lo yivorchu. They want to count, let them count, but don't make a bracha. Why? The havada yitu b'yaymecha. They're bound to make a mistake. And v'gam apiroiv enem yoidim pirish hamilas. So he gives two reasons why women should not count. Firstly, they're bound to miss out. And he uses the word not bound, bavadai, they definitely miss out, they definitely make it. So, and secondly, that they don't really understand Hebrew properly. Today, Baruch Hashem is Asher Dora, that they didn't go to school, they had no schools for girls. But Baruch Hashem Asher Dora, I mean, can imagine all our women can know what Shlosh Yom Laimah means three. But let's just concentrate on the first reason. He says that they are definitely going to make a mistake. Therefore, what is he trying to say? Since they're going to make a mistake, and they're going to miss out, so since they're going to miss out, therefore, it's a bracha levatola. Therefore, it's better for them not to make a bracha. So you see from the Mishnah Berurah as well, that if a person were to leave out one day, just as the Chidor told us, that if you miss out, it becomes a bracha levatola, all the previous days, then I beg a bracha. So to the Mishnah Berurah holds, and he's talking in the case of a woman, but you see the concept is there, that if he does eventually miss out, therefore the previous bracha is all levatola, and therefore because he lost all the mitzvah. This concept, that once he's made the bracha, and then later something went wrong, and he missed out, is this muskam? Is this agreed? There's a famous ritva in Chulin Daf Kuflof. And the ritva says like this, and I quote, Hanoitel yodav lachila ubire. A person who washed to eat at a meal, and he made a bracha. Happens often. We wash, and then something comes up, and I'd rather not eat now. I'll see to it. The phone goes, or a choshev visitor comes in. I can eat later. I have no problem. Well, I do have a problem. Because I'm Ashkenatil Siddhaim, I made a bracha. So if I don't eat now, it will be a bracha levatola for you. So does the Ashkenatil Siddhaim that I made bind me so I should have to eat? So the ritva paskins. And he says like this, if it's nimlach v'layochav achshav, ein bekach klum. No problem. V'ein mechay v'noisei lecho. You don't obligate him to eat, because he's bound, because by the bracha he has made. Why not? Today shaloi tei b'chosei bracha l'batolei. Today maybe we'll say he has to eat, in order to make sure that until Sinayim wasn't wasted. No. The Hamekivan Shenot Al Yodov. So it forces, you know, since he washed his hands, Gombrala Birchas Hamekivan. He didn't do anything wrong, he did what he's supposed to do. Guy wants to eat, he washes on until he dies. That's what he's supposed to do. He did what he should do. Shaleu Mavar. Vahi Shaita Daita Hayalecha. He did everything correct, because at that time he intended to eat. So therefore, he did nothing wrong. There is no bracha levatola. At the time, it was a necessary bracha, because he intended to eat. Later he's not eating, so something came up, he didn't eat. So this was the chiddush of the ritva, and he says he took it to his rebbes, came down to him, lefnei moiri v'rabi neiri yoha. The hoyda v'dvorim in Bible. The rebbe of the ritva was the Rashba. It was Talmud Ramban, and they were agreed with him that that's all right. He's not mechuyev to eat just in order to use up the bracha melchizedek. Since when he made that melchizedek, he did the correct thing. Therefore, it does nothing happens afterwards. That is the shit of the Ritva. If that's the case, how does this work with the Chidor and the Mishnah Berurah? The Ritva is telling us if the bracha at the time when it was made was correct, I don't have to worry about that. So if that's the case, even here, when he made the brachas of Sviras Ha'ima previously, so obviously he did the right thing. He was motivated to make the bracha, and he did so. Later he forgot. I'm not going into the shayla now. If shifa is an oynes, a korv, a tshia, a mekor, there's a whole shayla about the Shulchan Aruch. What exactly, how you classify shifa? Well, a lot of rishonim say that has a thing of an oynes, a person that's human nature. People forget things. If that's the case, so what happened later doesn't really matter. So why is it called bracha levatola? What's going on here? There's a Tosfos in Ksuvos. Tosfos says like this. It also appears in Menachos. Tosfos says, the Sofra Lola Atzma, the Ksuvos Dafayim pays. And the Sukkah there is about a woman who's a Zova, and she needs to count 7 clean days. It says in the Torah that she has to count the Sofrala. So when the woman counts the 7 clean days, it's in time, really in the time of the Gemara, so the Pasuk says the Zova needs 7 clean days. Anita doesn't actually need it. But the Gemara says that on Rab Zeirub, Mois Yisroelach, and Yerlatzman, I feel a raw tears, it was done to. The Chagol is Sefer Shiva Nikiyim. So today, a Nidda is, we owe it not very clear what's the difference between Nidda and Zava. So whenever a woman becomes unclean, so the Halacha Lamaisa is that every woman assumes she's a Zava, and she takes the Chumrah of Shivaniki. That's the minute in Klal Yisrael for since Reb Zeira started, since the time of the Gemara. So every woman today is classified, whenever she's a Nidda, she's classified like the Zohar. She needs 7 clean days. Therefore she needs to count 7 days. Now, Tosis then asked the question, Vim Taima, am I a Mavorch Zohar al Sfirosa? Right? By a woman it says v'sofra, and by Sfiras Ha'ima it says Sfartan, so it should be the same. We have to count, we make the bracha. When she has to count, she should make the bracha. That's Tosfos' question. So Tosfos answers, v'yesh laimah, v'ein mevorchin ela b'yoivu, sh'mevorchin Bezdin b'chol shana shela'olam yucha limnais keseidim. Now there's a third counting that Tosfos brings in, and that is counting to the yovel, to the 50th year. So Bezdin counts for 7 times 7, and then the 50th year is yovel, 7 shmitas, and then 50th year. So there, Tosfos says, there Bezdin makes a bracha. Shemavorch and Bezdin b'chol shana. So every year, Bezdin will make a bracha. This is the 40th year in the Yovel. Now, so he says there, Tosfos says, La'olam yachalum neskeseda, it can't be disturbed, the number. There's nothing wrong. Now, I know this year I count 40, next year I count 41, last year I count 33. It goes. There's nothing to disturb the count. Aval, however, Zava Shim Tiratista. But what about a Zava? She's been seen till now. It's possible she'll see again. That's what the whole counting's about, to make sure that she stopped the flow. So therefore, by Zava, that in case she sees, it'll knock off the previous, you have to start again. Ein lo nimnos. Therefore you shouldn't count. What's Pasha Pshat? So what's Tosfos telling us? Tosfos wants to know why Zava doesn't make a bracha when she counts her 17 days. So he answers, well, I'll tell you, by Yovel, where it can't be disturbed, and so too by Sfira Zahima, you can count. So therefore, you make a bracha. However, by Zava, which is, it's not really in her hands, she might actually see again, she might have not stopped seeing. So therefore, since she might, if it happens, she interior fixed, if she does see, it'll knock off the counting, you have to start again from the beginning. So therefore, we're not sure if you'll actually get to the end. Therefore, you don't make a bracha. Well, that sounds a little bit like the Chidah and the Mishnah Berurah. Because, so Tosha says, therefore, we never make a bracha because we might miss out. The lady might have to start counting again. We're not sure if she'll be able to conclude it correctly. If that's the case, we see that if you miss out, it's a bracha levatala. Therefore, that you don't even let her start. Don't make the bracha. That sounds like the Mishnah Berurah. Don't let the ladies make the bracha. Because in case they miss out, and they will probably miss out, therefore don't start with a bracha. Here also, we don't let the ladies start counting with a bracha. Due to the fact that you might afterwards be disturbed and see again. So what it seems to be, from the way Pashtus of Tosfos, that Tosfos seems that he's arguing with the Ritva. Because the Ritva says if we make the bracha, and at the time of making the bracha, it's fine, we don't care about what happens later. Gentlemen are washed on the Tidus Yadayim. And now he decided not to eat, doesn't have to eat, just in order shouldn't be a bracha at all. Because when he made the original bracha, it was correct. So here too, if that's the case, why? So what are we worried about? She makes a bracha, she's counting as other. If she sees later, she sees later. Wasn't her fault. So what is the problem? So it seems to be, well, what?
Herself out of her control.
Yeah, that's right.
The Chidol said that you can prevent it by making yourself reminded.
But he says what happens if it does? Yeah, it's preventable. But what happens if she does forget? So the Chidol says, right, he didn't. She left a little calendar, forgot it. Right? Now, so once she did miss out, is what happened to the previous process? Why should that be according to Ritva? When she made it, she did it right.
But he starts off by saying Bavadai.
Who?
When she started at the beginning, there was almost a certainty.
And he does
use it. That was only a suffix.
Okay, so which way? You're saying against yourself. Let's work it out again. If at the end of the day she missed, when she made the bracha, did she do anything wrong? Forgetting the Shulchan Shleim Masechet. She was supposed to. She wanted to count. She made a bracha. She's allowed to. Ashkenazim anyways. Just make a bracha for such as Mount Rambam if they want to. And then the Rambam says the bracha, he anyways can't do it. But we're not going to. But now, once she's made the bracha, and later she forgot. Now, according to Chidah, it's a bracha levatala. According to the Ritva, it should be alright. Because at the end of the day, when she made the bracha, it was alright. Mishnah Berurah advises you, don't do it because the odds are almost certainly she'll forget. So don't get involved in this hassle. But at the end of the day, according to Ritva, when she made the bracha, it was kedin. Well, that's the problem. So it seems to be, on one hand, that there seems to be a machlekes, the Chidah Mishnah Berurah seem to hold like that at the end of the day, if things might go wrong, it will be a bracha levatala, so better don't do it. And they all seem to be arguing with the Ritva, because the Ritva says, if when you made it at the time, it's fine. So it's fine. So there's no reason to worry about what will happen later, which will disturb the Kiyum limits. What I want to say is the following. The Ritva is talking about the mitzvah of Al Netilas Yadayim. That the when he's making Netilas Yadayim and he intends eating. When he intends eating, he's mechuyev to make the bracha. And since he's mechuyev to make the bracha, he did the right thing. He intended eating, he made Netilas Yadayim, and he goes to eat. Fine. What about Baizova? And I think this is what he was starting to say. The Baizova, Tosfa says, she's also to say the Brocha. Why is that? That she might sing. And as he said before, it's not the Yoda. It's God say that it's not in her control. She might, she may not. It's not up to her. There's another point. Not only is it not up to her, she's becheskes roya. She saw it till now. And the halacha is that if a woman saw for the first 3 days after she stops, could we say she's established that she stopped sinning? So in Shulchan Aruch it says, if you look in Kuf Tzadik Vov, it says, it's called Mayoma Pesuah. It was open, the fountain that caused it to see is open. It was open. She's been seeing things. Then, to establish that it's closed, we need to be maxic that she was hifsik lira. Hifsik lira, she stopped seeing. Now, the first 3 days that she stopped, it's still called Vayona Pesula. And there's various halachas that you can't be told of examine. That she finds something normally when we're telling someone that maybe it came from something else, the source of the blood. But in the first 3 days, you can't say, no, it's blood. If you say the blood came because she was gushing a chicken, or do you say that the blood came because she saw? So for the first 3 days, yes, she's been seen. The odds are she's still seen. So for till 3 days, it has various halachas and not to go to Rome with a kesem, he'll tell you that's within the first, he'll always ask you what day it is. He's not just being curious, because he has to know, because the halach is different the first 3 days than afterwards. So, not only by Anida Shema Tira, she is the Cheskes Roya, and you have to establish that it takes time to establish that she stopped. Right. Now, if that's the case, when she makes a brocha, Tosfos says, and she wants to make a brocha and say that she's going to count Shiva Nekiyim, she says a shekachem to the chmeisvos to make a brocha, to say that she's now counting the Shiva Nekiyim. Now the question is, on what basis is she making this brocha that she's not able to be clean? How does she know that? She's becheskes roya. It's not 100% established that she stopped seeing. She's attempting to make a Shiva Nekiyim. On an attempt, Taisa says, since it might come, so Taisa says, you cannot, therefore, make a brocha, because you don't know if it will happen. On the other hand, by Netilas Yadayim, she could eat. So you can't say, well, what right does she have to make a brocha until she knows she might change her mind? Of course she can make the brocha because she intends eating. Something new comes up, so I walk through the door, so that's a different show. But she ain't came by neither, where it's not in her control, she doesn't know what it is, so therefore Tosfos says it might happen. So since it might happen, therefore, don't start. Don't make the brocha. Why? Because you might see, therefore it's not for you, but therefore you're not entitled to make. Now, now let's go back to Sphere Saiba. Is it comparable to Nefilas Yadayim? Or is it comparable to Sphira Zava? Now let's think a second. What is Sphira Zava? The Bahag says, as Tosfos quoted in Tosfos and Megillah and Menachos, that if you miss one day, right, that once if you miss out one day, you can't count anymore with the prophet. Tosfos brings the Ri, and the Ri says, and he says, in Hifsik Yerechot, Veloisofa, Mikol Mokam, Soifa, Bebrocha, Yemsha. The following day, you can make Sirius Aynah with a Bracha. That's Shittas HaTosfos, the Ri. So, the Bahag says if you miss out a day, you can't count anymore with a Bracha. And the Ri says you can. The Rosh explains, the Rosh at the end of Psachim, says, you know, I'll tell you Pshat the Ri. Taimoy, he says, because Kol Laila have a mitzvah b'fnei atzmei. Every night is a separate mitzvah. So the Bahag says, therefore, you should... Oh, so the Bahag says, since if I missed out a day, I can't count anymore, it's mashma because he holds it's one mitzvah. Because the Rosh tells us, the Ri who says that you can't make a bracha is because he so happens to hold that it's a separate mitzvah every night. So the other mandam holds its one mitzvah. So it comes out, what is the Chidah worried about? He might miss out. He's only worried according to the Bahar. According to the Ri, as the Rosh explained to us, every night is a separate mitzvah. Every night is a separate mitzvah. So if he misses out, so today I did the mitzvah, tomorrow I didn't do the mitzvah. It doesn't affect what I did before. So obviously the whole shash of the Chidah of Rosh Levatola is only the Shittas of Bahag, who we're choshed for. Today no one makes a bracha once they missed out. So the whole shash is according to the Bahag. So since according to Bahag it's one mitzvah, therefore... Oh, one second. If it's one mitzvah, why do we make a bracha every night? We show you the master kash on the Bahag. You're saying it's all one mitzvah every night. We make 49 brachas. That's three assignments. What's going on here? So, the answer to this, I've said it before, and the question arises, what is Machayev bracha? Is it the Kiyum HaMitzvah, or is it the Maisa HaMitzvah? Is it the act of the mitzvah? Do you make a bracha because of doing the mitzvah? Or do you make a bracha because you're Mekayim HaMitzvah, because I'm fulfilling the mitzvah? There's a Chumash from Kivega. It's clear from the Poskim from Kivega that it's the act of the mitzvah which is Mekayim. The doing of the mitzvah is what makes you make a bracha. The fact if you're fulfilling the mitzvah yet or not doesn't matter. The act is what makes it. And it says over there that what happens if you have a mitzvah in Mekayim without an act? Yeah, I have a mezuzah on my door, but I'm not sticking on the door now. I'm Mekayim the mitzvah. I'm living in a house with a mezuzah. I'm Mekayim the mitzvah. But I'm not doing anything. Therefore, I don't make a bracha. So it's the doing which is Mekayim the bracha and not the fulfilling. According to that yourself, I've always explained the Bahag like this. It's true, the Kiyum HaMitzvah comes when I've counted 49 consecutive days. And then there are Mekayim, the Mitzvah through Zaynot for this year. However, how's the act? What is the act of the Mitzvah? To make count every night. The act of the Mitzvah is done in 49 different actions. And the cumulative thing at the end will be the Mekayim the Mitzvah. But every act of the Mitzvah is Mekayim the Bracha. So the Mahag holds, you make a Bracha every night, but the Kiyum is at the end. So the whole Shash of the Chidah was only on the point of the Mahag, that at the end of the day, in case I forget, how can I make a bracha? I might forget, and maybe he won't finish. This chash. So what do I make the bracha for? Tosfos says, in case I won't be able to finish, I don't make the bracha. The answer is, we assume that every gentleman who makes the bracha assumes that he will finish. A normal person finishes. Well, he might forget. Now, mighting forget is not something you have to worry about. Tosfos, Rashi and Psachim, and a lot of Mogen Avraham and Tosfos of Zion clearly say that shikha is a pshia. It's something which a person, if you forget, means you didn't care. Forget is a pshia. It's not something that's out that we don't expect. It's not to be expected, because unless you're negligent, you don't forget. If it's important, you have to catch a train at 9 o'clock, so you know that you don't forget it. Why don't you forget it? It's important. So therefore, they paskin the Chuvasan Sefer Chashimish Batsim and Membeis that Shikha is a pshia. If they hold it's a pshia, you don't have to worry about it. I don't intend being negligent, so I make a bracha, and I expect to finish. Therefore, you can make a bracha. However, what will be if he did forget? What happens if it did happen? He did forget. So, according to Ritva, for sure, it's not a bracha, because at the end of the day, he did the right thing. He didn't expect to forget. He wasn't intending to be pesher. And there's no raya from Tosfos that he argues, like we said previously, because according to Tosfos, Zobi by Zobi, what's not in her hand, and not only that, she's expected to see for the first 3 days, etc. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, by Noshim, who definitely will forget, means that since they don't daven b'tzibah ma'ariv, even those who do daven ma'ariv, but they won't daven b'tzibah, and they're busy, they're looking after the household, etc., it's most probable that they'll forget. Therefore, it's similar to what Tosfos says by Zova, that quite sure that they might forget. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah paskins that they shouldn't make a profit, because it's bevadai. If you actually look in the Shulchan Shleima, I've mentioned it once here before, it doesn't actually say how the Mishnah Berurah says it. The actual wording of the Shulchan Shleima is, if you look up in the original Sefer, which I've got, the Sefer says, Shehem bevada yitu biyamechad v'loy yoydim hadin. It's a total different meaning than the Mishnah Berurah. The actual Shulchan Shleima does not say that women will definitely forget. The women are usually better than we are in remembering things. So what does it mean that he says they will forget and not know the din that if they missed out they can't count again? That's what actually says. So if so, that's not really relevant to what we said somehow.